Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 568 slide. Visible translated text is as follows of the metal room doors. They were 6 feet wide exactly from jab to jab. The doors are usually open. If anyone came up the staircase and turned to the office, they could see through the metal room doors. The floors of the metal room are very dirty. I don't know if the window are clean, but you can see through them. L.U. Kaufman, sworn for the defendant. I made a drawing of the Selig residence on Georgia Avenue in this city, showing the kitchen, dining room, the reception room, parlor, and passageway between the kitchen and dining room. The mirror in the dining room is in the sideboard as shown on the plat, Defendant's Exhibit 52. It is 14 feet from the kitchen door to the passageway in the dining room, and the passageway is a little over 2 feet. Standing in the back door of the kitchen room against the north side of the door, I could not see that mirror because of the partition between the passageway and the dining room. On the south side of the kitchen door, you would have less view than on the north side and could not see the sideboard wherein the mirror is located at all. It is 175 feet from the Selig home to the corner of Washington and Georgia Avenue, and 271 feet from the Selig home to corner of Pulliam St. and Georgia Avenue, as shown on the plat, Defendant's Exhibit 53. I made a plat of the National Pencil Company plant on Forsyth St., Defendant's Exhibit 61. The page 1 of this plat is the basement. Page 2 is the first floor. The dimensions of the elevator shaft are 6 by 8, and back of the trap door, as shown on the plat, is a ladder going to the basement. The size of the trap door is 2 feet by 2 feet and 3 inches. It is a 140 feet from the elevator shaft to the place where the body of the young lady is said to have been found, and 30 feet from the front of the elevator shaft to the trash pile, and 90 feet from the elevator shaft to the boiler, and 115 feet from the elevator shaft to the colored people's toilet. It is 135 feet from the elevator to the back stairway. The chute, as shown on the page 2 of the plat, is 5 feet wide and 15 or 20 feet long. It empties upon a platform in the basement about 8 or 10 feet